wait. Appreciate this opportunity.
It is.
What a blessing it is that we have it, you know, and it's all just through the grace of God. You know, I can't help but think about that. It seemed like the Lord put it on my heart, you know. But He's bought and paid for all this. And, of course, there's not anything we can do without Him. And we can only do these things because He's the author of it. It wouldn't be any good if He wasn't. And I'm going to start tonight in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And, of course, you know, I don't look like much, but I sure talk a whole lot. What the Lord did for me is the same thing He does for sinners, they say. He bought me through the blood of Jesus Christ and called me to preach His Word. I don't feel like I'm a great preacher. I don't even feel like I'm worthy of this anything. But, you know, if anybody gets saved, it won't be by preaching, it'll be by the power of God. And, of course, we want to strive to preach God's Word. And preach it in truth. You know? Now, truth might not save anybody. Not they have the truth and unrighteousness over there on this chapel. But you can't get saved without the truth. Right. So anyway, we're thankful for this Bible. And the things that it declares, you know, I wrestled and wrestled and wrestled. How am I going to start this thing out? Yeah, the Lord just sent you right here. I guess that's the best place to start right at the beginning. Says in the beginning, God, you know, I think if you took anything away from that, or everything that there would be sin. Yeah. Right? Without God, there wasn't anything made that was made. You know, in the beginning, God, He created all things. If you can't add anything to it, you better not take nothing away from it. And I'll tell you what, my friend, now, this Bible talks about God in the end of it all, too. He doesn't fade away. God's always there. God changes not. Matter of fact, that's kind of my take tonight. God has changed. You know, when God saves us, He don't change. We do. Right. Listen, God doesn't change. God's attitude towards sin has always been the same. It's never changed what it has, and it's always going to be the same. From the beginning to the end. So in the beginning, God created this world. He made it all, and God looked down and saw that it was good. It was good. Everything was right. There wasn't any sin down there. No broken commandment. Everything was in order. Everything was going right. And God was satisfied. God was satisfied. That's my friend. There was peace with God and everything that He made. Until Adam sinned. That's my friend. Adam and Adam sinned, my friend. That changed Adam. He didn't change God. How God had to deal with Adam. But listen, Adam's the one to change God. God told Adam, don't eat that tree, thing you eat of, thou shalt surely die. That's what happened. Adam died. I'll tell you what, if you look at who really changed there, Adam started. He wouldn't hit himself. Did he? He wouldn't hit himself. And really, that's what sin done. It's our sin that separated us from God. Adam's sin separated him from God. And so, you and I, we're like Adam was, and then what we need to do, we need to change. We're never going to have peace with God if we don't change. That's right. We don't turn from sin toward the Savior. This is my friend. That enmity's not going to go away. God's not going to make peace with sinners who won't turn. God's not going to make peace with sinners who won't change. Listen, I tell you what, before you ever get saved, you're going to have a desire to change. I want to change things. I'll tell you what, I want to be changed from a child of wrath to a child of God. Is that right? You know, that's what's wrong with us. Sometimes, my friend, that enmity, my friend, we feel like where we're at, you know, and we're 75%. Well, we better get a look at who God really is. See, we're living in a generation that thinks that God can't perform what He said He's going to perform. Oh, He's going to bring it past. Just look at how messed up this world is right now. This, my friend, some of that was in the foreknowledge of God.
Yes, sir.
It didn't determine. These things ain't just just men are failures and men are failures. But listen, my friend, God's letting this thing came in. God's letting this thing came in. God's created this world for two. This ain't the first world God's ever done. This ain't the first place, my friend, that God's ever done for sin. here, read a little bit about what Noah did in Russia. You know, we don't want to just say it all, but let's see. We catch up a little bit here. Well, Noah chapter 6, chapter 6 here says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all that they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Men of renown. In other words, they were proud sinners.
Yeah.
That's what they were. That's my friend. They liked the praise of men more than the praise of God.
Yeah.
That's where they wound up. It says that God saw the wickedness of man was great.
Yes,
what was wrong? Man wasn't turned toward God. And so God could deal with man only one way, and that's just dealing him about his sin and judgment.
Amen.
So it's kind of great. Now that's what it says here. And God saw the wickedness of man great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You know that heart's a peculiar thing.
Yeah.
You know, God said over there in Jeremiah chapter 17, the heart's desperately wicked, deceitful above all things. Who can know it? It's up like your mind hearts. By nature, that's what our heart's like. It's a wicked place. It's full of sin. Listen, my friends, a deceitful heart. And men's hearts deceive them. You know, sometimes you say, well, God's not going to do it back to me, as he does to somebody else, because I'm not too bad a fellow. Listen, God can put it all in his hand that he might have mercy upon all.
Yeah.
Some people's sin might not be as bad as others, but God, you got to get forgiveness anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because what it is, it's sin. So, it's wickedness. Anyway, let's read on here. It says, and repent the Lord that he has made man. Can you imagine God was looking down on a generation that forgot about him? That's right. They're like Romans chapter 1.
Yeah.
They rejected the knowledge of God. They held the truth and unrighteousness. And there was just one place for God to carry them, and that's for grass. That's what it is. You know what God's doing with this world? He's carrying it to wrath. Now this world, my friend, when you think about the sins and the depravity that's going on in our generation and the wickedness that men are turned to, and they don't do it with any thought about God, they think God's going to let them get by for sin. God's not going to let any sin get by.
Amen.
You know, and of course, God bless them. Well, God loves everybody, then God will have to love me. Listen, God said it was wicked every day. God, he might have loved the human race, but he hated our sin. And he was angry with the wicked every day.
Yeah. That's
right. As long as I was a wicked, hell-bent sinner, God didn't love me.
Yeah.
You know who God loves? Sinners who repent.
Yeah.
God loves sinners who turn from sin toward the Savior. That's what he loves, that's what he says, is sinners who repent.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, let me just go on here a little. It says, both man and beast, you creepy thing, bow to the air for repentant thing that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's what Noah did. You know, how did Noah find grace? Listen, he turned from the ways of the world to the Savior. He got out of sin. Listen, I believe he believed God's message. You know, the Bible says, Enoch, from Adam, prophesied some things. I might have known or heard someone he said.
Yeah.
He said God fixed to judge this world.
Yeah.
He's coming with 10,000 of the saints to execute judgment upon all. And to he was going to hold everybody accountable for all their hard speeches that they've spoken against God.
Yeah.
You ever heard anybody say anything hard about God in our generation?
Yeah.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. It gets worse day by day.
Yeah.
It's not getting better. Now listen, my friend. We're in a generation. I think judgment's going to fall off.
Friend, I believe God has dealt with him and choked him that he was great.
said, proclaiming him from the creation of the world, they're the same.
See?
Well, we don't have to go out back and look at all the molecules. God put it all back together. No, we really got to do is believe it. Is that right? Well, I say, what? That works. That works. Listen, I got saved by believing in a God I couldn't see. About my sin that I couldn't see. I know all about my sin. And believing that he knew all about it too. He was going to judge it in the last day. If I didn't repent, God was going to cast me into a literal hell eternally. He was going to be just doing it. You know what? He wasn't going to change. So I changed. That's right, I changed sides. Right. I changed sides. Listen, God's not going to change for anybody. God's not going to change for anybody. He's not going to change for this generation. God's not going to reckon, well, I've been too hard on the human race. He's not going to say that. Except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. I say once, when God delivered up the Son for our offenses and made a spectacle out of him at Calvary, let the world look at those things. He didn't reflect the world with that. The Bible says angels wanted to look into those things. Amen. Is that right? And Jesus Christ was made an offering for our sin. And this Bible declares that God put our judgment on his own Son over there. Made him an offering for our sin. And you know, it wasn't just a physical sacrifice. It was a spiritual sacrifice. When God turned his back on his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ felt that down in his soul. He knew God had forsaken him. His own Father, he'd been in fellowship with him all the time. Listen, he was always, God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Is that right? But for God to take his soul and offer it for our sin, he had to turn his back on his own Son. So sinners could get saved. So sinners could get saved. Sinners like you and me. And of course, we weren't worthy of these things. This ain't something new. This is something that started in the beginning after Adam sinned. Adam sinned and sin passed upon every man.
Amen.
I know we know about these judgments and things, I want to read about them again here a little bit. Over here in Romans chapter 5, verse 12 says, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world. You know what made me a sinner? Adam's transgression. It made me a sinner. Now, listen. It made me a sinner by nature. See, I come forth like David said to my mother, from speaking lies. I was born in sin. I was conceived in sin. There wasn't anything good in me. That's how you are too. By nature, you're just a child of wrath. And so, Paul talks here about one man, sin, entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. You know, over there in Genesis, it says God drove Adam out of the garden. Adam and Eve, he just drove him out of there. He said, I'm not going to let you live over here anymore. All right? That's right. I'm going to have to put you away because of sin. I can't let you partake of these things. You know, one thing I was over there was that tree of life.
Right there.
God said, I'm not going to let you eat that thing in your condition.
Right.
Right. I'm not going to let you eat that thing in your condition. You know, what we got? We got a body that loves sin.
Yeah.
Right? Well, tell me you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Listen, your mind has loved sin. Your flesh loves sin. Your eyes love sin. Your hands love sin.
Yeah.
Your feet love sin. Your body loves sin.
You're right.
Where you at?
You're right.
All right? Oh, listen, my friend. Even say what we're supposed to renew our minds.
Yeah.
All right? We're supposed to conform to the mind of Jesus Christ.
You're right.
That's what we're supposed to do. Sin passed on us. Listen, how much sin we get? We got it all.
Sure did.
You got it all. Listen, enough sin that God has to send you to hell if you don't repent. Am I right? That's why God sent the gospel down here. That's why he's sent Jesus Christ to take his death for the man in our day.
Amen, brother.
Said that. And so death passed upon all men, for for that all have sinned. All of us. You know, from the least to the greatest. Of course, I know God's not going to send these little kids to hell. But when they come to the height of accountability, I believe that God wants them to, and when they come to that knowledge of the truth, He wants them to turn toward the, His Word. Turn toward the gospel and be saved. See, if you don't get changed, sin's gonna cause God to pour out His wrath on you. See, if we don't change,
well,
God hadn't changed His mind about sin 1 minute since Adam sinned, and really, his mind, he was against sin before Adam sinned. But that's why it's all around. Thank thou, Israel, thou shalt surely die. Of course, it sounds like God kind of knew Adam would. He doesn't, didn't he? Well, anyway, says, for that all is sin. For until the law of sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. See? Now, that doesn't mean that they weren't guilty before the law of dispensation. I'll tell you what, Cain was guilty.
Yes.
You don't read it. Listen, my friend. Now, God condemned Cain for his actions, and listen, for his countenance, and for his anger, and condemned him for murdering his brother. You know what? I think Cain knew it was wrong because he tried to cover it up.
Amen.
Is that right? Yes, try to cover anything up. Oh, you might not have killed anybody, but I'll tell you what makes you try to cover it up.
Sin!
Right? You know it's wrong!
Sickly.
Oh, yeah, they saw it on their sickly vapors. God didn't buy that either, did he?
Amen.
He said, he went and got a little innocent animal. Shed animal blood, both in, covered their nakedness, he still had to send them away. You know, because that wouldn't have been the bomb. But I'll tell you what, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's able to save to the uttermost those that come to God by Him. Oh, what a blessing it is, my friend. I like that song, what a Savior. What a Savior. That God sets through heaven, you know. That kind of man over there, John, the Revelator, he's talking about, oh, they searched through heaven, they couldn't find anybody, and somebody said, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, He's for them, the hope and the seal for the book for you and I, God. That was Jesus Christ. You know, He was stood as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. You know, that means that in the beginning, God knew what the end was going to be. Didn't take God by surprise. God, listen, nothing's ever taken God by surprise. We're the ones that always takes by surprise. See, God knows the day and the hour that the world's going to end.
Man.
We don't. It's going to kind of take us by surprise. Now, we kind of know the time and seasons.
Yep.
But I'm telling you what, my friend, God is not going to let anybody in on that. It says, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigns from Adam to Moses. So that makes my friend sin have an effect on them. And listen, God judged them about their sin and separated them from God. Even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Y'all, I'm going to go another place right here. Real fast. I want to go, I hope I'm not moving too fast. Now I'm moving by the prompt end. Well, let's go to Titus. Titus chapter 1. Here and talking about Paul a little bit, you know. And he says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, God's chosen, you know, God's people. Of course, we go read about Paul's life, we find out he wasn't always Christian. He persecuted the church. You know what? Paul had to change sides. Paul had to turn and sin to the Savior. Now listen, my friend, Paul had to surrender his life, his will to God. That's really what he did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He said, I counted all done that I might win Christ. Boy, that's up for that. Anyway, I like what Paul says here. He says, God elect. See, there's an election here.
Yeah.
See, well, election every 4 years or 2 years for some people, you know. And so, a lot of people run, but not everybody gets elected.
Yeah.
You know, is that right? Oh, why, you know, somebody tried to serve that wasn't elected, they throw him out, say he's an imposter. Salvation's the same way. God's going to throw him out. Listen, you know, a lot of people got good doctrine as far as what they call it, say. What goes wrong on doctrine is what salvation is.
Yeah.
Right. Salvation is more than you just pray a little So Paul talking about the faith, about this, the faith of God to live. He says, and acknowledging of the truth. I'll tell you what. God don't just it takes more than just any old kind of preacher to say sinners. It's not just God loves sinners, Jesus. It's more than just Christ died for sinners.
Yes, sir.
There's a bigger message than believe on Jesus and you'll be alright. Just once you repeat that faith. You gotta get under conviction and get converted through the truth, the knowledge of the truth, which is after godliness. You know what? This world ain't a godly place. Noah's generation was ungodly. Our generation is ungodly. Before God saved me, I'm not trying to say I'm perfect yet, but I'll tell you what, my friend, I was just an ungodly sinner. I loved ungodliness. I like watering in it.
Yes.
I was like an old hog.
Yes.
That's right. Listen, I slipped around to this.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll tell you what, my friend, that was my nature. I was just like a dog.
Yeah.
Before God saved me now. But, you know, when I got saved from some of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, I'm not saying I ain't tempted no more.
Yeah.
Right. No, that he that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. He helps me in those temptations. And listen, my friend, God's people are saved from something.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I don't think they're drunkards and fornicators anymore.
No.
Right. I don't think they're blasphemers anymore.
Oh, man.
It bothers me when folks can curse and swear, then they say they're saved.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what, something inside me gets twisted up.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just saying there's something wrong, my friend. But when folks say that God lives in them, and they can curse and swear, commit fornication, and go out and do all kinds of bad things, and it don't bother them,
amen.
God don't chastise them.
Amen.
Listen, I say what, my friend? God hates that kind of sin.
Amen.
Oh, I say, I think he'd do something to his kids if they go out and start practicing that.
Amen.
Yes,
brother.
Right.
He will.
Very ill. He said he'll chasten them. Yes. You know, this Bible talks about some that he killed.
Yes.
All for sin.
Yes, Lord.
Right. Yes. See, the truth which is after godliness. See, that's kind of a secret. Some people say, oh, you once they go to save, you can do whatever you want, everything will be all right. That's not what the Bible says. It says that God saved us under good works that he ordained and we should walk in them. Isn't that right?
Yes.
He says, be ye holy, for he's holy. God wants his people to be a peculiar people, zealous in good works. See, he put the earnest of the Holy Spirit inside of us, that he's got a desire for us to be godly people.
Yeah,
which is after godliness. Don't forget that. About verse 22, so I'm going to read. And hope of eternal life.
Eternal life, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
A lot of people just got temporary lives.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, they mistake until they sin again.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, by what the Lord of God can sin.
Yeah.
See? God puts his spirit inside you. That's the part of the Satan. That's right.
Well,
you have the wicked who were dead and confessed in sins. Oh, if God is quickening something in you, that means he put the earnest of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. To let us know we're saved and keep us saved.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, we couldn't keep ourselves saved.
Yeah.
Some force like that. Is that right?
That's right.
Well, I'm telling you something too. Let me say something else. Flesh and blood don't inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's going to take something better than what I can work out in this body to get a man.
Yeah.
That's right. The outward man is not earning me a ticket into heaven.
No.
Yeah. I might get some rewards for mortifying his deeds, making him live right. But I'm telling you what, my friend, he's not punching my ticket.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ punching the ticket.
Yeah.
When he saved my soul.
Yeah.
Right. All right, let's read on a little bit here. It says, in hope of eternal life with God that cannot lie.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Well, God really didn't make eternal life for sin. Oh, yes, he did. He meant exactly what he said. But Christ said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah.
Right? But Christ said, he said, I'm the
Oh, it gets a little better.
Yeah. It's going to get a little bit better when we get our new bodies. Yeah. Oh, listen. God's not just Satan. That's my friend. So we can stay down here, live this low end of sin. No, one of these days, my friend, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, we're going to be changed. Paul said in a moment, and we're going to die. We're going to be like he is.
Amen.
Boy, that's a blessed name. We're going up. That's right. He's saying, if you'll turn. That's what the gospel is designed to do, my friend, is try the reins of men's hearts. Listen, whether you're going to turn toward God and sin, or whether you're going to go on in sin.
Amen.
See, whether you're going to need you to see your need for a Savior, listen, I try the reins of the heart, I try the reins even to give every man according to his way. God don't save sinners who won't repent. God don't save sinners who won't repent. 1, 2, 3, repeat after me, not repent. Baptismal. Getting baptized, saying, well, I'm just going to believe in Jesus and get baptized. That's not repentance either. Repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ. You know, we know Paul repented, don't we?
Yes, sir.
He got struck down on the road to Damascus.
Yes.
He said, Lord, what will I have for me to do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He changed that. Says he preaches the faith he wants destroyed.
Yeah.
So some people just want to get saved and have to go to heaven. They don't want to get saved enough to preach. They don't want to get saved enough to go out and be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They don't want to get saved from their sin. It says, together men forward his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Now listen to this. Verse 11, boy, that's pretty scary thought. See? I think that's professing without possession.
Amen.
Verse 11. Yeah. As a partridge, sitteth on eggs. You know that partridge, it'll go find a nest if not even its nest. Try to take the eggs out of it. And try to take those. See? Well, the Lord using that example, sitteth on eggs, hatcheth them not, so he that giveth riches, not by right. And I'll tell you what, salvation is great riches.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Listen, Paul told some folks, he said, but you're rich!
Yeah.
You're rich! But why? Listen, we've got great and precious promises. Don't that sound rich? Listen, we're heirs with Jesus Christ. Don't that sound rich? How much is him? He owns it all over there on the other side.
Yeah.
On the other side of these things, listen, it says, not by right shall leave him in the midst of his days, and as in shall be a fool. You know what? Make your calling and election sure.
That's right.
Don't try to, listen, if you got doubts, search it out. Is that right?
Yeah.
You're not sure about whether your salvation is real. Listen, feel it for God. You know, do what the Lord said to do.
Stop.
Seek.
Yeah.
You shall find it.
Now,
I want to go back to Titus chapter 1. Of course, I'm not going to be here very long. But it says, in hope of eternal life, which God who cannot lie, promised before the world began. Notice he talks of this before the world began. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That right?
Sure.
They all agree. Jesus Christ. What was going to be the offering for our sin?
Yeah.
He was going to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And said, but hath in due time manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. So that's what Paul said there, in hope of eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Hope of eternal life. And of course, let's go a few more places here. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. First, well, start at verse 7. Paul says, well, we walk by faith and not by sight. Where confident I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. That, you know, that's confidence, ain't it?
Yep.
That's confidence. That's better. You and I ought to have the same kind of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
See? Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of why we came down here this week. Mm-hmm. Part of that labor.
Amen.
We want to do things acceptable in God's eye, like Brother Nick said, that we want to draw nigh to God and doing the way that He draws nigh to us. Just for that whether the present we may be accepted of Him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may perceive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Paul's not talking about losing your salvation there. He's talking about rewards.
Amen.
Right here. It says, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also made manifest in your consciences. So, Paul's talking to these Corinthians, and he's trying to persuade them about these things concerning the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ, and knowing the terror of the Lord, that God is going to judge these things, and he's not going to be a respecter of men's persons in these things either. Yeah. That's what he says. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have someone to answer them with glory in appearance and not in heart.
Yeah.
That's all I have for show, is
no.
No, not really. It's what God's done in our hearts. And really, our hearts ought to be, well, be working out what God's done in our hearts. That's really what ought to be showing up in our flesh.
Yeah.
And when folks still like to cuss and drink and chase women, and their wives, do all kinds of things, my friends, that God said was wrong, there's something wrong about the evidence that showed up.
Amen.
That heart condition. See, well, that's why that's why God wants to give us a new heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ was granted us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all were dead.
Yes.
All were dead. Yes. My folks, your folks, listen, we didn't start out a little bit saved, we started out all the way lost.
Yes.
You know, some people could get saved, they just get all the way lost.
Yes. Yes.
See?
That's right.
And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. See, that's where some people's salvation is missing it today. They look like the world, they talk like the world, all they live for is the world. They've got to change their worship to a worldly kind of worship. They've got to have rock and roll. And all this entertainment, flashing lights and things, and all this stuff, that's not what God ordained for His people to have for our worship and our praise. Spiritual hymns and songs, making melody in the heart. Is that right? That's what the Bible says. And so, you know, all these things are done to satisfy the flesh and to draw folks that had their heart changed. They had their heart changed. And they're not trying to change anybody's heart. They're just trying to make God more agreeable with men.
Yeah.
Really what they're doing. They're trying to make religion more agreeable with flesh.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Yeah. Now, Paul said to Galatians, do we persuade men or God?
That's right.
We can't, if God's not going to change, we can't change.
Yeah.
We can't change God's law. We can't change God's message. So we got to preach what God has preached. And so, it's a heart condition. And that he died for all that they were slaves, and not henceforth slaves themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. So that's the lordship of Jesus Christ right there, isn't it? Live for him. See, we're more henceforth, know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we've known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Yeah.
I like to hear stories about people who got saved. Some of their old friends came around and tried to get them to go out and do some things. Yeah. Ladies doing this, and I can't go.
Yeah.
I can't go.
Amen.
God saved me from that.
Yeah.
Instead of going with them, you try to get them to go with you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? okay. Well, I'm about through here. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. We'll start at verse 10. Paul speaking here to the Ephesians. He says, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him, and whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So that's God's predetermining some things. Yeah. You know what happens when you get saved? God predetermines where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
All right? Listen, God makes you accepted in the blood through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And his blood. Well, what a blessing it is that sinners can get saved. Now listen, if they'll turn from sin toward the Savior, then God's not going to turn. We got to turn. God's not going to change. We got to change. So, to get saved, my friend, you got to turn from sin toward the Savior. Now listen. That we should be to the place of his glory who first trusted in Christ, and whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth. So that's the word again.
Yep.
The truth. See, some people say that they don't even know God made the heaven and the earth.
Yeah.
They don't even know God really created everything. Maybe we have fallen.
Yeah.
Oh, ain't that something?
Yeah. Come on,
God. Listen, God gave us some truth, my friend, not to believe on him. Believe that he made all things. See, part of that conviction is who created this thing, who can control us.
Yeah.
It didn't just happen. We're not just floating around in space. God's got it determined into this thing. Listen, it's all his power and his control. God's going to finish it up just like he said it was, and God started it just like he said it did. It is spoken into existence. Now, here it is. This is not what I want you to do with it. You can eat of all the trees in the garden, except for that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I don't want you to eat from that one. Yes, Lord. Of course, Satan come along. See? He tried to make a liar out of God. CD. That's right. He tried, and of course, he deceived Eve. Eve took that fruit, and she gave it to her husband, and they both ate it. And next thing you know, man died. Man died. We died in trespasses and sins. So, God's word came to pass. That death.
Yeah.
That happened. See? Just like God said it would. You know what? Everything else is going to happen just like he said it would too.
Right.
Let me just go on here. It says, whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, whom also after that you believed. Now listen to this.
Yeah.
You were sealed with the Holy Spirit promise.
Amen.
I'm sure you read that. But I want you to get that.
Yeah.
God doesn't save anybody without putting his Holy Spirit inside them.
Amen.
Right. That's a down payment, you can say. That's to let us know. It says, which is the earnest of our inheritance. How do you know you're going to go to heaven when you die?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like everybody can say. No, I got the earnest. I know because I got the earnest.
Yeah.
In me.
Yeah.
See, Paul said in another place, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Says, until the redemption of the purchased possession.
Yeah.
God's going to redeem it all one of these days. We'll talk about it. But, you know, this body, God's going to come back. And of course, Paul said that we're going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
That's the trump of God.
Yeah.
That's pretty fast, yeah. It says, the redemption of the purchased possession on the praise of his glory. If God bought you, he's going to let you know about it.
Yeah.
That's why, if you own something, don't you think you go check on it every now and then?
Yes.
Yeah. You wouldn't just let it go out somewhere. Hey, well, they got my stuff over there. I'm not going to just keep that over there. I'm going to go and get that. God told me to get his stuff. You know what he did over there in the garden? He said, hey, you get them sinners out of here. I don't want them eating that tree alive.
Amen.
That's mine.
Amen.
I think he'd do the same thing with us.
Amen.
He was jealous over the children of Israel. You know why they're not destroyed? For the Father's sake. Is that right?
Yeah,
for the love of the Father's? Because of Abraham's faith. Took some things that some people down to the ages, and God promised God's not destroyed them. He has completely consumed them. He's going to save a remnant of them.
Right.
That's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 11.
Amen.
He let some of them be in darkness, but he said, I've got a remnant over there. I'm going to save them because Abraham was faithful.
Amen. Yeah.
But you know, sometimes I think about myself. I'm just, listen, I never went to church when I grew up. I didn't have any idea in the world. Last thing I wanted to do was go to church.
Yeah.
I hate to say it now, but that's just how it was.
Yeah.
But you know what? God was providentially reaching into my life.
Yeah.
Made me think about some things. Heaven, hell, sin, and a Savior.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. He just let me weigh all that up.
Yeah.
Say, now, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I want to get saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
I want to get saved. Boy, I tell you what. See, it makes me think that somebody down in my life in the past, I'm not giving any credit to mom and dad because they didn't take me to church. I'm not saying that mean. I'm just telling you that's how it was.
Yeah.
Somebody, somewhere maybe they did something. God said, you know, I remember their prayers.
Yeah.
I remember their faithfulness.
Amen.
Say, God's the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That's rewards for serving the Lord. We need to remember that.
Amen.
See, God, listen, our labor's not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
Kind of reminds me of what? Well, it was I can't remember his name. But he had done something for the king over there. It was Mordecai. He done something for the king. He mourned about insurrection. You know? And king didn't do anything to reward him. Boy, God brought that around providentially. I just marvel at God and his power. Why he works things out and does things for folks. Why? Because they're faithful. So they're willing to stand for the truth. Listen, God will do the same thing for you and I.
Amen.
Same thing for you and I. Now, maybe not, you know, exactly in that same life, but oh, it'll be just as glorious. So anyway, let me just go on here. Which is the earnest of our inheritance. See, God lets me know I'm redeemed. See, God's already put the earnest money down in the heart.
Yeah.
See, how do you know what he's saying? Well, I'm not sure if I'm saved. Well, there's something wrong. Is the earnest money there?
Yeah.
If it ain't there, why, then you're not redeemed. See?
Yeah.
That's what he's really saying here. The earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Under the praise of his Lord. So, boy, there's so many other places I could go. But, I'll just go ahead and close right there. Now to say tonight, listen, friend, if you're not saved tonight, I wish you'd think about these things.
Yeah.
Think about those folks in Romans chapter 1, over there, Noah's generation. Listen, you know what they did? They reaped what they sowed.
Yeah.
What they did, there was a time they could have got saved, but they wouldn't turn toward God. Listen, they wouldn't turn from sin toward the Savior, and God repented because of the wickedness of the world, and they were only evil continuously.
Yeah.
Right, no repentance. But Noah found grace, didn't he?
Yeah.
Noah found grace.
Lord bless.
I think there's still some grace for sinners who repent.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Tonight you're lost, though. I'll tell you what. I hope you'll turn. I hope you'll say, Lord, Lord, here I am.
Amen.
Lord, show me where to go. Amen. Show me what to do.
Amen.
I want to turn towards you instead of turning towards sin. And I want to turn towards salvation that you've spoken of in your Son.
Amen.
I'm going to turn over to possession.